Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up? Welcome back to the Section 10 podcast, episode 314, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your soon-to-be completely exonerated 2018 World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. Bada boom. Realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up? What up, Section 10 of the boom?
In the motherfucking building. We owed you one. We owed you an episode from last week, when I was doing spikes up in Arizona. So we got a bonus pod answering your questions. Before we get into those questions, though, came out today. Chris Sale's not going to be ready for opening day. And, I mean, just the difference in the integrity and the class of Red Sox fans versus Yankee fans was put on display. I mean, you got... When Aaron Judge got hurt that last time, I had nothing but great things to say. Luis Severino done for the year. I tweeted something very nice. Chris Sale's got the fucking, he's got pneumonia. He's got the flu. It's not like his, there's no injury here. There's no elbow concerns. There's no shoulder concerns. He has pneumonia. He's got to get his strength back. He's got to put some weight back on. You had Yankee fans doing fucking backflips thinking that something was physically wrong with this guy. Just not true. There's nothing wrong with him. So he's just got a little pneumonia. He's got to hit the gym. He's got to be feeling nice. He's got to put some weight back on. I know that picture. I mean, he's a naturally skinny guy. He's always been fucking skinny, but
I don't know why that started making waves. It's like he's always been a twig. That's nothing new.
Literally has always been skinny.
Yeah.
I don't know what Chris Sale looks like. It's just not something. But yeah, no, it's the whole idea of having two openers in your rotation to start the year. It's like, it's probably going to be a long season. No, I think we're in for a long one, which sucks. I think they're going to, like, the worst thing about this season to me is going to be the fact that the Red Sox are going to be like the Mets last year, where they're good enough to be like, all year the discussions are going to be, well, could they make it? They could make it. Well, if they make this move, they could be good enough. And you know, if they do this, if they get hot, I'm not saying they make it, but they could make it. That's going to be the whole season, and then they're not going to make it. Like, it's going to be the Yankees. Like, that's just, I mean, I don't even know what we're doing here. Let's just fast forward to October and play the postseason. That's.
I'm ready for the postseason. I'm ready for the Section 10 tattoo. It's going to be a weird year, that's for sure. I'm definitely on the DL today, just so people know. I'm going to try my best. I feel like absolute garbage. I texted Jared at, what, 5 in the morning? When did I text you?
What the fuck was that?
My heart was pounding. I was trying to figure out what was going on. I went to the urgent care today, and it's, yeah, I'm just falling apart. But, Jared, the whole double opener thing is a confusing process. It's almost as confusing as trying to find tickets online to a sports or a concert, but the solution is SeatGeek. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites, ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek, to help you get the most bang for your buck, that's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You will immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $10 off tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section 10 and section 10. SeatGeek will immediately take $10 off your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
All right. We're just going to...
Jared, this show is also brought to you by Echelon.
Okay.
Jared, you're going to want to go to echelonfit.com to discover their X1 connected fitness bikes that offer a high-quality at-home cycling experience at a less than half the price of a Peloton. Echelon makes beautifully engineered products for everyone, busy moms and dads, first responders, and elite athletes, whatever your activity level. And with daily live and on-demand studio classes right in your home, you'll never have to step foot in a gym, which is awesome. Join the hundreds of thousands of men and women who are getting fit with Echelon. Go to echelonfit.com/section10 to learn about their limited time free Apple iPad and complete details of this exclusive offer. Echelon, it's your time. That's echelonfit.com/section10.
Love that. All right, yeah, let's get into these fucking questions.
Jared, the podcast is also brought to you by Gosling's Rum.
No. We're not going to do three ad reads in a row. We're not doing that.
All right, I tried.
Yeah, you tried. I'm ready for baseball to start. Like, spring training is very, it's very fatiguing where it's, you get to see some guys. And like with the Red Sox, the past few years, there haven't been any like interesting storylines. Like there's no one like competing for jobs. There's nothing. I mean, it's like jobs have been set for like the last 3 years in spring training. Like when's the last time you remember like a competition in spring training for a position? When's the last time you remember one of those?
It was really just who's like making the run. I remember Holt was close to not making it. And our guy did, but like, it's really just like last guy on the roster type stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's going to be like competing for bullpen spots. And like,
which is riveting.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, they have just absolutely ruined any excitement that I could have possibly had for this upcoming season. Like,
I can't wait.
It's one thing to trade Mookie Betts. It's one thing to not re-sign Brock Holt, but I, for whatever reason, I think like the Chris Sale not being able to start the season, that's what broke me. It was just like, I mean, it's not even like he's hurt. It's not even an injury concern. He has pneumonia. It's not a big deal, but it's just like any, you know, opening day, that game one start, it's like Chris Sale on the mound. It's like, now we don't even get that. I mean, we don't get Mookie. We don't get Brock. We don't have Chris Sale as the opening day starter. I don't know. I'm hoping that it's one of those years that just comes out of nowhere and just surprises you because expectations are so low and whatever, like maybe they make a run and it's like a team that people can get behind. That's what I'm hoping for, but God damn, they just keep kicking you in the fucking balls. Like
it's to the point. I don't know if,
and the fucking investigation is still ongoing.
It's still ongoing. I don't know if you feel this way, Jared, but I'm numb to it now. It's been so bad that like every single piece of bad news been like, oh yeah, no, it's the Red Sox. Yeah. Like that's going to happen. Like the Chris Sale thing, I think we got like a hint of it, what, a week ago or yeah, something like that. And it's like, oh, okay, Chris Sale's like ready for opening day because he has the flu. Cool. So I don't really, it's hard for me to really get too upset when this is all we've known as Red Sox fans the entire offseason.
Yeah, it's, this has just been fucking terrible. But I don't know. I keep rationalizing it by being like, well, you know, the Red Sox had the best fucking year ever in 2018. And I'm just going to go live in that headspace for a while because I can't. I'm going to try to make the best of 2020, but it is an absolute shit storm. And all it takes is a hot April for people to be like, oh, maybe, like, give us a little bit of hope. But if they come out of the gate in April and they just suck in April, it's going to feel a lot like last year. People are going to be like, ah, seen this movie before. Only this one doesn't have fucking Mookie Betts in it and doesn't have Brock Holt in it. Doesn't have David Price in it. So, yeah, it's I don't know. I'm being negative and I know that, but like I'm telling you right now, that's what the reason is. Like
there's not much to be positive about.
Oh, yeah, the reason is like the Chris Sale was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Like, is it a big deal? No, but is it just like another just like fucking kick in the rib cage when you were already spitting up blood on the floor? Yeah, I mean, whatever, dude. I got nothing.
The 2020 Red Sox, whatever, dude.
2020 like, baseball, whatever, dude. And it's like I said, if they come out of the gate and they're playing winning baseball in April, great. Like, That's what it'll take. Like, they need to go, they have like a fucking close to 20 win month. Like, go like 20-9. And I don't even know how many games they play in April, but
it's probably like, yeah, 27.
Yeah. I mean, give me something like and then you can believe. But if they come out of the gates just slumping, then that's just going to set the tone for the rest of the year and whatever.
We are about to get into fan questions. They are brought to you by Gosling's Rum. Gosling's has been the official rum of the Boston Red Sox for 10 years. You can enjoy an authentic dark and stormy in all Fenway Park bars. Gosling's is still a family-owned and operated company, started in Bermuda in 1806. The seventh generation is in charge now, with five members of the eighth generation currently involved in the family business. Dark and Stormy is one of the only trademark cocktails in the world, and the only way to make an authentic Dark and Stormy is with Gosling's Black Seal Rum and Ginger Beer. We made it even easier to make when we introduced our ready-to-drink Dark and Stormy canned cocktail a few years ago. It's 100% authentic with no malt base. It's just Gosling's Black Seal Rum and Gosling's Stormy Ginger Beer ready to go. Gosling's just introduced a limited release Red Sox edition Fenway Green Dark and Stormy can, available at Fenway Park and at liquor stores in New England. The promo code on reservebar.com is Barstool. Enter that promo code for free ground shipping, a $15 value on any Gosling's Rum product. That is Barstool at reservebar.com, a free ground shipping on any Gosling's Rum product. You ready for these questions, Jared?
I'm ready for the questions.
First one comes in from seemingly a near and dear friend of the show now, Gary Sheffield Jr.
Yeah, I met him in Arizona. Great dude.
Nice. Clark Schmidt comes for you.
Wait, what? You broke up.
Who is that?
What?
What the hell are you... Can you hear me?
You broke up.
Am I good now?
Yeah.
He says, what the hell are you going to do when Clark Schmidt comes for you?
Who the fuck is Clark Schmidt?
I was hoping you knew because I had no idea.
Let's Google him. He's probably like some fucking shitbum Yankee prospect.
Likely.
Clark Schmidt. Clark Schmidt. What the 2020... Yeah, he's 24 years old. Looks like a real dickhead. Yeah, he's a pitcher. I'll be honest, I don't give a fuck about Clark Schmidt. I really don't.
This comes in from Ian.
Hey, Ian.
A dear friend of the show, by the way. Who wins in a slam dunk contest, Jackie Bradley Jr. or Kevin Pillar?
Ooh. I honestly think Pillar's probably got more ups than JBJ.
Yeah, it's probably close, though.
Yeah, like I would take Jackie in like a 3-point contest, but I would take Pillar in a dunk contest.
I'm taking Jackie in like that skills challenge where there's a lot more like movement. Yeah. Pillar can probably win the dunk contest. Mm. Comes in from Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Where should I get my Section 10 tattoo when the Red Sox make the playoffs? I'm thinking forehead. Any thoughts?
I've always been a big advocate of the throat tattoo. I think it makes a statement. Nothing says I believe in something like tattooing it on your throat. So if the Red Sox make the playoffs, I mean, I could see myself getting like the logo that Marvel ripped off.
Oh yeah. Mm. They ripped off Section 10. This comes in from John.
Oh, hey John.
What does Alex Verdugo have to do to get Sox fans to not hate his guts?
Wow. That's a great question.
Maybe probably, tone it down a smidge.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't think he has to tone it down. I feel like it's innocent enough. Like if it wasn't for everything else, I think that his personality would play. Like people would be like, this guy is awesome. Like he's vibrant and he's fun and whatever. I think it's because of all the other stuff that people aren't taking too kindly to the loud personality that he has. So what does he have to do? Probably break the home run record, donate his entire 2020 salary to the Jimmy Fund.
Cancer, maybe?
Yeah, and then request a trade.
Yeah. So if he can do all that, John, looking pretty good. This comes in from Haley. Haley's a girl.
Oh, what up, Haley, baby? Yeah, I miss Haley.
Is Jade...
Look at some of her last tweets. I want to know what she's been up to.
Let's see.
Read me like her last like few tweets.
Her last tweet was, "You hate to see that," in all caps, quote tweeting the Giancarlo Stanton grade one right calf strain.
So she has a good heart. She's sympathizing with Giancarlo.
She quote tweeted the Red Sox prospect in quarantine with, "Okay, what else can go wrong?" It's a fair point.
And we're vibing right now.
Altuve getting hit by pitch on his first game of the season was what I think we all needed. That was another tweet by Haley.
So she loves that.
And then you hate to see that with the Yankees losing a spring training game.
I love Haley.
I'm pretty sure this girl's meant for you.
Wow.
Her question, Jared, okay. Is JD opting out next year?
Is JD opting out next year? I think so. I mean, I think it largely depends on if the National League is getting the DH. If they're not, I think it's much less likely that JD opts out. But I think, you know, if the National League gets a DH, he would be crazy to not opt out. Even that doesn't mean he'll leave the Red Sox. He could end up, you know, re-upping for a better deal than what he's got guaranteed if he opts in again. I mean, it could also depend on what Mookie's telling him. Like if Mookie's like, "Hey, like I'm coming back. Don't fucking go anywhere. Let's win another championship. I'll be right back." Maybe something like that's going on. They're very close. But I hope he doesn't. But I would understand if he did. And if the National League gets a DH, can definitely see JD opting out next year.
I think it's very likely at this point, Haley, that he is going to opt out, which follows the theme of everything sucking. This comes in from Tim.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Will Cora be back after his suspension?
See, like, I'm genuinely curious. Like, when I've kind of gone through all the scenarios about this investigation in my head, I think one of the things that you try to prepare yourself for as a Red Sox fan is, how do we spin this? Because I don't want anyone to try and say that the 2018 World Series title is tainted, because it's not. It's proven that there's no way that they could have cheated during the postseason. So the World Series title is not, regardless of what this investigation says. But when it comes to what the findings are, if the investigation comes out and the league says the Red Sox used the video room to decode signs during the regular season, there will be people, mostly idiots and dickheads, that will say the 2018 Red Sox cheated, stripped them of their title, blah, blah, blah. That's not valid whatsoever. People will try to do that. But I think the one thing that I will personally get worked up about the most is if Alex Cora's suspension is more than 1 year. Because if AJ Hinch got 1 year and he was part of the Astros sign-stealing scheme that went on for 2016, 2017, and into 2018, if that was worth 1 year and Cora was only there for 17, 1 year, I mean, I would need to see like how much more than 1 year are we talking. If it's 2 years, 3 years, no, fuck that. Alex Cora gets a 1 year ban, maybe less. You got to bring him back.
1 year seems like it makes the most sense.
It's fair.
Based off of what we know, it's like, okay, he was another part of it. Hinch let it happen. Who cares about the monitors? Ownership got away with this, by the way, from what we've heard. So it's
skated.
Like completely skated. The players skated. So it's like, if Cora gets more than a year, what are we talking about here? But yeah, I think the trolls, Jared, that you speak of, you just got to let them troll.
They're going to say it. Even if the fucking report comes out and they're like, yeah, the Red Sox didn't do anything. I mean, just the fact that fucking Evan Drellick wrote that goddamn report in the first place and it's out there. I mean, it's the people that don't like the Red Sox are still going to say it. So as a Red Sox fan, you can't give a shit about that. I mean, just know that they didn't cheat in the playoffs. And if they were using the video room to decode signs, there's a reason why, like Coley said, other players are not coming out against the Red Sox, because that was such a common thing that teams were using the video room to decode signs. Everyone was doing it. You'd be a fucking fraud and a hypocrite to come out against the Red Sox and be like, wow, they cheated. Because you know what? It's an even playing field when everyone's doing the same thing.
This comes in from Derek.
Hello, Derek.
Will Rob Manfred give out his punishment before Rafael Devers turns 21? There's no chance. There's no chance.
Yeah, I don't think so. Did you actually see the pictures that the Red Sox Instagram posted today of Rafael Devers?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, they're adorable. They are adorable. He's cheesing so hard in those pictures. It is it's quite the scene. He's an adorable guy.
Yes, he is. The faces of Devers are unlike anything else. This comes in from Compadre.
Oh, hello, Compadre.
Hello, hola.
Hola.
Hola. Can we get the names of the rats, please?
For legal purposes, no, because that's defamation of character if it's not 100% correct. But I mean, I asked around enough to multiple people, and came up with a list that was based on the most popular answers. I said, hey, what's your list? Who you got? Who do you think it was? And then kind of just kept compiling data until I got a consistent enough list to where the three names that I had were the three names that I would run by other people, and then they would say, yeah, that makes sense. So I feel pretty good about the three names that I have. But again, no one besides Drellick and Rosenthal know for 100% sure certainty who the actual three names are, but I'm pretty confident that I've got them.
Comes in from Cody.
Hey, Cody.
Who the hell is the fifth starter? It's BJ, dude.
BJ. I mean, I fucking hate openers. I really do.
They suck. I'm out.
Yeah, it's not baseball. It feels like a fucking practice game.
Also, the bullpen's like sick. This is going to
be
fucking, especially when they probably were needed the night before for like six innings.
Any game that I go to and it's an opener, I feel like I'm either at a spring training game or just like some sort of exhibition game that doesn't count. Like it doesn't feel like a real baseball game to me. I hate the opener. I hope they fucking sign someone, or at least take one of these guys that you're looking at as being an opener and stretch him out to being like a four inning starter. At least make him out to be Drew Pomeranz.
Well, I mean, in BJ's defense, he was very effective at doing the 4 or 5 inning thing. If you can have another guy do that, or if Brian Johnson can do that, then there you go. This comes in from Avery. Avery's a girl.
Avery's a girl?
Yeah.
I have never seen Avery as a girl's name before. I love that.
How many homers does Rafi hit this year since he's a new dad now?
Not a new dad. This is his second kid.
I was going to say, a dad of a new child.
Yeah.
I don't know how many homers that equals, Avery.
Let's see. Well, how many did he hit last year? Did
definitely
he hit 30?
Definitely had a handful. I believe so, yeah.
Really?
Or he was in the 25 to 30 range, if I'm not mistaken.
Rafael Devers.
I thought he had more than 30, actually.
I want to say he hit 28.
I thought he was over 30.
Hit 32!
32, there you go.
Woo! I mean, it's tough to answer questions like that because are they using the juice balls or not? Like, if they're using the same balls as they did regular season last year, homers. If he's in the little dinky doos, then I could see him hitting like 27.
This comes in from Cullen.
Hey, Cullen.
Listener from Maine here was wondering what you guys think will happen with Mookie this offseason.
Cullen, that's not funny.
You got to sit down, Cullen.
Yeah, Cullen, we're going to give you a 1 suspension. we'll see you for 3-16, which would be great. Steve Austin, shout out. That hurts. I earlier because she was like looking at stuff to buy to send for it's like different guests when we interview them. She was looking at this lawn games and like party games and stuff like that, and she found the bowling set, and I looked at her and I was just like, you love bowling.
This comes in from Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Who starts at second base?
The Ice Horse.
This comes in from Josh.
Hey, Josh.
How's excited are you for the bullpen this year? I see a lot of potential, and I think Hernandez could be a punch we need in the bullpen. Hernandez is going to be a big punch. I think he's – Darwin's and Hernandez, nicknamed the Big Punch, obviously. He's going to be huge.
Where the fuck did that nickname come from?
He just said punch. I never have seen that in like a – Darwin's and Hernandez is the Big Punch, and he's going to be big, and he's going to be a big punch. So I think the bullpen's going to be great, Josh.
Is that a real thing?
No, he just said like could be a punch we need in the bullpen, so I'm just calling him the Big Punch. I don't know how you can feel great about the bullpen when nothing really changed and when they sucked last year.
I mean, the bullpen was much better than they got credit for. I mean, at least the back end of the bullpen.
They weren't awful, but it was just like the clutch stats weren't there.
Yeah, when they actually needed to get outs, they couldn't, but when they didn't need to get outs, they could.
They were great at getting outs when it's like a 10-run game. Mm-hmm. So that's why you sign these guys.
Right.
This comes in from Mike.
I actually am excited about Darwin's and Hernandez. Like, I feel like that's a guy that they would at least like to see in like the 7th, 8th, 9th role.
Yeah, the Big Punch. This comes in
actually,
from...
that's probably the first nickname that you've come up with that I haven't hated.
That's good. Maybe it's because I'm in a different state right now. Maybe this is like Dumb Down Steve is good.
Yeah.
This comes in from Mike.
Hey, Mike.
With Chris Sale likely on DL to start the season, Mike, just so you know.
Why do these people type like robots?
I'm just saying it as that it's written.
Okay.
What is the likely 5-man rotation to start 2020? Mike, we just talked about it, and it's going to come down to...
It's Erod, Eovaldi, and then that's it.
What's the 5-man rotation? It's Erod, Eovaldi. There you go, Mike.
Who am I missing? That's it, right?
Of guaranteed guys, fucking...
Oh, fucking Martin Perez.
I like how we both leave. Fucking,
Yeah, it's fucking Erod. It's Erod, Eovaldi, Martin Perez, and fucking Wally, and...
Joey Dickhead, yeah. There's a lot of who's the fifth starter. Wow, we just had like 4 or 5 in a row.
Yeah.
This comes in from Coach Speedy.
Hey, Coach Speedy.
Any chance Ruzne plays in Boston this season?
Nope.
Comes in from Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Benny, flow or no? He already said flow, right?
I don't think he said it. I think he's...
He hinted at it.
Yeah, he teased it. He tickled the balls a little bit.
This comes in from Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Ice horse over under 25 homers.
Probably over because he's going to get his opportunities at second base. I mean, Dustin Pedroia is... I think we're like the David Wright exit. I can't remember if I said that on the air or not. I know I've said it a couple times recently. He's going to get the David Wright treatment where, you know, he just gets like that one game where he comes out and, you know, plays the one game at second base and then calls it a career. I think like that's probably the most likely scenario at this point.
I think it's the way to do it.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, it sucks. It's just like it sucks because he deserved to go way better than that. You know, obviously the beginning and the middle parts of his career were legendary, and I hate seeing his career end this way. But I think that's better than just saying, hey, like how we thought it was going to be that last time he had the press conference last year. And he was like, well, I don't know if I can play baseball again. Like if that's the way that it had ended, that would have been shitty. So hopefully he can just do one more and go out that way. But yeah, Pedroia is not going to be standing in the way of Michael Chavis. You got Parrox. So you'll probably Chavis. Getting those bats that Peraz is going to cough up because he sucks.
This is so good. We're positive about these guys. This comes in from Brady.
Hey, Brady.
Got a couple more left here. If you could get ice cream with Devers, go horseback riding with Chavis, or eat a steak dinner with Moreland, which would you do?
Ooh, that's a great question. What was the first one?
Ice cream with Devers.
Ice cream with Devers, horseback riding with Chavis, or eat steak with Mitch Moreland. Whew.
Oh, I'm picking horses just because I haven't done that before. So
that's
I'm down
the one thing that I wouldn't pick. I have no desire to ride a horse ever. I think that's terrifying. The horse could just take off and kill you if it wanted to. Like, what's that? It's not a machine. There's no fucking, it's not a treadmill where you can press the stop button and it just stops. So I'm out on horseback riding. Ice cream with Devers or steak with Mitch Moreland. Wow. Damn. I feel like the steak with Mitch would probably be the way to go because it takes longer. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love ice cream and I love Rafael Devers, but steak is my favorite thing in the world. And you get, Mitch Moreland's got millions of dollars in the bank, so we're probably going to a nice steakhouse. And didn't he say in his interview with us that he has like his own like special steak sauce or something?
He has a special sauce, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and he wouldn't give up the ingredients, which is what you do when you have a special sauce.
Right. That, I mean, like a special like secret sauce, you probably don't know what's in it, right?
No.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with steak with Mitch Moreland on the condition that get to try his special steak sauce.
This comes in from Jacob.
Oh, Jacob, hey.
Got two left here. He goes, should we be more concerned about the bullpen or the rotation? It's a fair question.
Probably the rotation. Definitely the rotation, actually, now that I say it, because Chris Sale, you know he's going to miss time. He already is to start the year. Again, it's pneumonia. It's not elbow or shoulder related. You know he's going to miss time at some point. Eddie Rodriguez, this fucking guy falls more than anyone I've ever seen in my entire life. Like Eddie Rodriguez, didn't he fall in 2017? He like fell bullpen in Texas.
And I thought it was Baltimore. Yeah, maybe it was Texas, but he slipped in the bullpen.
Yeah, slipped in the bullpen in his fucking knee, and then he needed like surgery. He fell when's the last time you straight up fell, Steve?
It's been a minute. You don't just fall. It doesn't really happen.
No, like you fall ice skating. Like you fall.
I've tripped on the sidewalks in New York. Sometimes an edge is coming up. That's maybe, but it's not like a all out like injury.
Fall to the ground. Like how does that happen? And then if you fall to the ground and get hurt at the same, I don't know. I don't know how that happens, but Eddie is a hazard to himself. So there's that. Nathan Eovaldi, another question mark injury-wise. And then fucking Martin Perez, who knows? I mean, and then you have like an opener, probably going to suck. So I'd say the Red Sox rotation is far more of a concern. At least you know that like kind of work. Maddie backpacks punch out city. We'll see what happens, how the rest of the bullpen shakes out. But I don't have more questions.
Last one comes in from John.
Hey, John.
Forget throat tats. If the Sox make the postseason, will Jared finally tell us the strip club story? And we are out of time. Thank you guys for sending
in.
We don't
have time for that.
We don't have time. Thank you for sending the questions. Kind of a different vibe. Spring training mailbag. We appreciate you guys sending those through. And do we want to tease the thing we're doing this weekend or no? That's a no. that's it on my end. We got what? Stanton with the calf strain. I think that was about it. Nothing really happened news-wise since the last show.
Yeah, Luis Severino, TJ, that's
sucks.
Tough.
Sucks. That's
just sucks.
It's just brutal.
You need that.
It sucks.
Like, you want them, but you can't.
Sucks.
Fucking sucks, dude.
Wouldn't want to cuff you. You're preaching.